Day two of Eagles camp is in the books. Hi everyone, Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. While yesterday it was Chip Kelly, Sam Bradford, and the Eagles offense taking center stage, today the spotlight shifted over to the defense. Eagles defensive coordinator Bill Davis kicked things off with his pre-practice press conference, and when he was asked about the recent trade of Brandon Boykin, he spoke about how comfortable he and the rest of the Eagles coaching staff is with the Eagles secondary group.
We are going to mix and match and move everybody around, and it's neat to have the ability from both the skill set from the players in the secondary and a football intelligence set of we've got multiple positions that can move around, both from a talented where, you know, a guy can play corner, safety, and nickel, or corner and nickel, or safety and corner, and we'll move them around until we find the best fit.
One of the players that was highlighted by Davis today was Nolan Carroll, who spent most of last season as the Eagles' starting dimebacker. This time around, Carroll is competing for that outside corner spot, and Davis has been very pleased with what he's seen.
Early in the season, Nolan has all the skill set to start, and he did in Miami. And we're very happy with the he had one of the best off seasons I've been around. He really has. From every competition, I think he won maybe every competition that we had in the offseason. To his technique that he's diving into. Nolan has been a starter in the NFL, and we viewed him as a starter last year. Early on, we kept trying to rotate, and he had some hamstring and different issues that kind of as we went along, I didn't get him in there enough, and I probably should have. That's on me. But we've got all the confidence in Nolan to compete for that other starting corner spot.
We also caught up with Carroll himself, and the veteran spoke about finally getting the chance to compete for that starting spot on the outside.
He just wanted us always to compete every single day and come in with that mindset to always try and get better and make everybody else around you better.
Another veteran member of the Eagles secondary is safety Malcolm Jenkins. Today, Jenkins spoke at the podium about the Eagles defense not missing a beat despite all the new faces.
I'm very comfortable. You know, when you got guys on the outside that are holding their own and you don't mind leaving them on an island, and then you put Walter Thurman next to me who's making plays and is instinctual and has played a lot of football. It takes a little bit of the burden off of me being the quarterback of the secondary when you got guys that you know put in the work and know what they're doing and you can hold them accountable. So this spring and in the first couple practices we have so far have been really good. I think we're starting to gel a little bit as a unit, getting some new guys in that are some young guys too that are getting some reps and are fitting in well. You know, and everybody's willing to compete day in and day out, and I think that's a good mentality to have when we're trying to be the best unit in this league. And, you know, every day we come out here and lay it on the line.
But the Eagles defense can't have all the fun today. So let's switch sides back over to the offense and hear from DeMarco Murray on how he feels through his first few days of training camp as an Eagle.
I do. Yeah, I definitely do. I've been here for a couple months and become a part of this team. And great team, great group of guys, great group of coaches, and a great organization. So, like I said, I definitely feel like an Eagle, and working with these guys has been amazing, so I'm happy.
And to hear more from DeMarco Murray as well as all the other stories from day two of Eagles camp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.